This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on July the 26th. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there is no need to book, just turn up. General meetings start at 7:30, and the presentations are run first before a light supper, and then the business part of the meeting last. The July general meeting will be a talk by Mike, VK5ZC, on the history of amateur radio. The August the 15th general meeting, we will have David Murphy to tell us about radio and audio pioneers of South Australia. Many of you will remember David's excellent talk about theatre loudspeakers some time ago. The July technical session at the Shack will be on Saturday the 27th, and this will be a presentation on tuning and adjusting short HF vertical antennas intended for vehicle mounting. I'll have three different antennas to demonstrate. The Alara contest is on the weekend of August the 24th and the 25th. Details at http://www.alara.org.au/contests/. Do we have any volunteers to run a JOTA event on the weekend of October the 20th and the 21st? Email me expressing your interest now, please. I'm going to approach the Girl Guides ladies who run the facilities at the site where our shack is situated and see if they can rustle up some interest from local guides and scout troops in our area. A new version of the club calendar is on the website now. This year's AHARS Buy and Sell will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it is being held at the Marion RSL. Advanced bookings for tables can be made with Roy Gabriel, VK5NRG, and his email address is vk5nrg@wia.org.au, or Trevor Wrigley, VK5TW, and his email address is vk5tw@wia.org.au. We plan to have a car boot sale in the car park at the RSL club rooms. To sell in the car boot sale, you will still have to have a seller's wristband, and to buy from these sellers, you will have to have a buyer's wristband. You will have to sign in and pay your fees. January 2020 AHARS annual picnic will be held at the Marion RSL, like last year's very successful picnic, and it will be on the 19th of January. Starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. More information on this event next week when I finalise plans with the RSL. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. You can also send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Friday week, Norbert, VK5MQ, gave us an excellent presentation on his 12-month sojourn on Macquarie Island, where, when time allowed, he operated as VK0AI. All present thoroughly enjoyed the evening, and we are hopeful that a video might end up being produced, which would be available for all to see. Our next meeting is a business meeting, and we will be holding it over in Millicent, as a number of our members live in or around this small village, which is a satellite of Mount Gambier. Cop that, DJ. Carpooling will again be in effect, as this is the most efficient way for us Mount Gambier folk to get there. Following the sad demise of the Millicent and District Community Club, we arranged to hold a meeting in one of the local pubs, but the bookings got a bit messed up, and we were lucky enough to get the use of the local Lions Club rooms, and we've been able to get the use of this again for our next Millicent meeting. Thank you to the Lions Club for their generosity and community spirit. We now start thinking about the annual budget and who we think should guide us over the next 12 months. Yes, our AGM will take place on the third Friday in August. We have five, I believe, students doing the foundation course at present, very ably guided by Tim, VK5AV, Trevor, VK5NC, Tom, VK5NFT, and Peter, VK5BE. My apologies if I have left anyone out. We wish all of these potential amateurs the very best and hope that all are successful when the exams come along. That's all you get for this week. As always, because we are a friendly and courteous bunch, we wish you all a great week. Oh, and of course, I say, 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The next AREG meeting is this coming Friday, the 19th of July, at the Fulham Community Hall, Phelps Court, Fulham, with the club room doors opening at 7:15pm. AREG is very pleased to announce that our guest speaker for the evening is Neil Abraham, VK5KA. In his presentation, Neil will open a window into the world of RF transformers and impedance matching, showing how they can be used in your everyday amateur radio station experiments. If ever you have experimented or had a desire to experiment with designing your own antennas, invariably at some point you will face the issue of how to match that antenna to your transmitter. This presentation will be a great introduction to this most useful aspect of the radio art form. The invitation to this evening's meeting is open to everyone and visitors are most welcome. Following Neil's talk, there will be a short business meeting, followed by refreshments and a chance to talk about your own antenna matching challenges with Neil. We hope to see you there. Further information may be found on the AREG web pages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Olga, VK5, VOB for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's report from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night was the annual general meeting of the North East Radio Club, and despite the bleak weather, it was very well attended. Once everything was set up in the hall, we started off with some very nice soup, which Phil, VK5SRP's XYL Pat made for us. It was very nice. Thank you very much, Pat. And then after that, we had our evening meal of pizza and chicken and chips, and there was certainly plenty to go around. So we all enjoyed the evening meal. Then we had the formal business side, and minutes were presented, and the coming year's committee was formed, and reports were given about the activities of the club during the previous years. And David, VK5MDF, gave the treasurer's report for the year. So, yeah, the business side of it went very, very well. And after that, we had a presentation by Dr. Andrew Russell, VK5CV, on the heart and how electrical activity works in the heart and how modern-day cardiac resuscitation techniques were developed over the centuries. And that was a very interesting lecture. So thank you for that, Andrew. Everybody thoroughly enjoyed that lecture. And after the lecture, we had the raffle and door prize draws. That was done by Alethea, VK5FLAX. So thank you very much, Alethea. Quite a few people got some very good prizes. And then we had desserts and finished up with coffee and tea and so forth. And then everybody helped by cleaning up and doing the washing up. And the hall was returned to its pristine condition the way that we found it. So thanks to everybody who helped and attended the AGM. Just think, only 12 months to go to the next AGM. Hope to see you there. And last Friday, was also the first of the F-Troop net. Now, the F-Troop net is a new net on 2 metres, and it's every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. and it is on the Houghton repeater, 146.850 megahertz, and this is being conducted by Tony VK5FBIC using the club call sign VK5 Whiskey Oscar Whiskey. So everybody's welcome to come up, and we want to encourage more foundation licensees to have a regular QSO on the net, and we'll have technical and other discussions. So come on up to the F-Troop NEP Fridays at 5 p.m. We hope to see you there. And the technical night for July will be on Friday the 26th of July, and Neil VK5KA is going to give us a presentation on radio frequency transformers. So come along on that night. It looks like it'll be a very interesting talk. Hope to see you there. Well, that's all I've got for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.